Well, hello everyone. My name is Miguel, this is your radio, and this podcast is going to be about planet Mercury. Is it really the hottest planet of the solar system? Or why is this planet the hardest one to go and visit? If you're new to this podcast, welcome, and if you've heard this podcast before, then welcome back. Let's get started. Planet Mercury, also known as the first planet of the solar system, or the smallest planet of the solar system, has been one of the least explored yet most interesting planets in our system. Named after the messenger of the Roman gods, its discovery remains unknown, but it has been observed by astronomers Galileo Galilei as well as Thomas Harriot. The planet has a radius of 2,440 kilometers and an equator of 15,329 kilometers, making it the smallest planet of the solar system, according to National History Museum. One of the reasons why Mercury is so widely known is due to its distance from the Sun. But this rises up to a question. Now, most people believe that Mercury is the hottest planet of the solar system. Is that really true? Let's compare it to Venus. So, Venus has a longer distance from the Sun, but it has a very thick atmosphere, mostly composed of CO2 and greenhouse gases, which cause the heat to get trapped in the planet, causing the planet to be as hot as 475 degrees Celsius. While Mercury barely has an atmosphere and has little to no atmosphere, and its temperature highly varies whether it's in the part reflected by the Sun. If it's in this part, the temperature will most probably be 430 degrees Celsius, and in the dark part not reflected by the Sun, it is going to be minus 180 degrees Celsius. So, there's a fun fact about this. Did you know that the Sun's gravitational pull makes Mercury spin faster while closer, and it slows down when it gets further? I've actually heard about sending satellites to other planets such as Mars, Venus, Saturn, Jupiter, but I haven't heard that much about Mercury. In fact, I almost forget about the planet. So one of the reasons why they haven't been sending that much to Mercury is simply because Mercury is too close to the Sun. The problem is not that much with Mercury itself, but mostly with the Sun. So whenever we have the goal of going somewhere, to a planet or a city, we do know how we want to end, but we don't know how we want to start, or we don't know how to go there. And so for many years, because machines are being sent to Mars or to other planets behind, we are going against the Sun's enormous magnetic field. So when we send out a machine somewhere that is so close to the Sun, you are also being pulled by the Sun itself. And it's going back, and if it's going back, then it would be harder because there might not be enough fuel. So the route taken was very different, as well as the materials used. When the messenger was sent to Mercury, it crossed both Earth, Venus, as well as Mercury a few times before it started exploring Mercury in 2011. And, in fact, the mission was accomplished until its crash in 2015. In conclusion, even though we do not know that much about Mercury, Mercury remains as a planet with a lot of mysteries and interesting stuff waiting to be uncovered. And hopefully, sometime soon, we'll be able to send much more spaceships, much more machines and satellites to this amazing planet.